Good afternoon, everybody. Scott here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Monday. And this news update is brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. During the month of October, school districts have to conduct a count of the number of students that are enrolled, and it is when a state aid payment is expected to be received. The count of the number of students was done October 1st. The Lakers district count shows there was an increase in the number of elementary students to 430, which is up from last fall's count of 416. There was a slight decrease in middle school enrollment. This year there were 217, and last year there were 225. Enrollment of high school students was 321, which is down slightly from last year's of 324. However, enrollment is up at the district's Sale Academy with 38 students now. Enrollment last year was 24. The number of full-time equivalency students also have to be considered during the count, so the blended fall and spring student count shows an increase of about 31 more students. Each student means a state aid payment of $10,050. The Community Service Infrastructure Fund, CSIF, Category B program awarded grants to some communities. Tuscola County was awarded 3 grants to do street projects. The City of Carroll received $250,000 for the East Sherman Street project. The Village of Mayville received $185,000 for work to be on Orchard Street and Lincoln Street. The Village of Fairgrove received $144,581 for work to be done on West Street and the Slack Road Bridge. Sanilac County's City of Marlette was awarded $73,440 for work on Concord Street and Cranbrook Street. Those projects were selected because they are paired with planned infrastructure work, coordinated with other road agencies focused on extending the useful life of the road and for municipalities that have limited funding sources. The grant funds can be used for streets, road resurfacing, culvert replacement, repairing crack sealing, and other preventive efforts. Police are investigating a hit-and-run crash that happened yesterday after a man was found dead on the side of the road. The St. Joseph County Sheriff's Office responded around 7:09 a.m. to report an unresponsive person on U.S. 12 and Burr Oak Road in Burr Oak Township. The victim, Caden Groover, 21, was found dead at the scene. The preliminary investigation indicates that Groover was struck by a vehicle believed to be a 2007 to 2015 GMC Sierra or Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck with front end passenger side damage. Police are asking for public's help to identify the vehicle involved. They're also requesting anyone who had contact with Groover on Saturday evening or Sunday morning to come forward. Additionally, any residents or businesses in the area are being asked to review their security camera footage. Anyone with any information can contact St. Joseph County Central Dispatch at 269-467-4195. And we will be back in a moment.
Sure Health is proud to offer yet another option in primary care for you, now with Dr. Liz Milligan seeing patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose family medicine?
I always knew that family medicine was going to be the field for me. I wanted to take care of all ages, all stages, and really just be that touch point for people and build those longitudinal relationships. And so excited to be back.
That's right, you're a native of Cass City. And what would the best piece of advice be for your patients?
Ask questions, be engaged. At the end of the day, you are in the driver's seat of your health. I can't go home and make good food for you. I can't go home and have you be active. So figure out what's going to work for you and how I can support you and just be an active participant in your health.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care, Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Hey, this is Tara with Ashley and Bad Axe. Halloween is almost here, and Ashley and Bad Axe is full of treats with no tricks.
Up to 30% off store-wide?
Check.
Or how about up to 45% off accessories?
Yup, We have up to 30% off area rugs, too.
So then what's the trick?
There isn't any tricks. Only treats. One-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, tables, accent chairs, and more. Just scary good deals just for you during spooky season.
And I heard there's sleep gallery savings, too?
Uh-huh. We have all major mattress brands in our sleep gallery, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, while supplies last, clearance adjustable bases to match.
I need to go to Ashley and Bad Axe right away.
Better hurry. These deals are part of the spooktacular savings event happening now through Halloween.
Ashley and Bad Axe is open 7 days a week and locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of do-it-best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back, and I'm Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Two Michigan members of Congress are asking President Trump to send a recently obtained icebreaker ship to the Great Lakes. U.S. Representatives Tom Barrett, a Republican, and Hillary Scholten, a Democrat, sent an October 21st letter after the Trump administration reached a deal to purchase 11 new icebreaker ships from Finland. They're asking for at least one of the new ships to support the U.S. Coast Guard in the Great Lakes, facilitate winter navigation, and secure the northern border. The Great Lakes can easily be overlooked by some as part of the Coast Guard's mission. Relentless winters on the Great Lakes often result in heavy ice accumulation that only icebreakers can navigate through, they wrote in the letter. Without these USCG vessels consistently patrolling the water border between the United States and Canada, our federal law enforcement will be unable to effectively deter border crossings year-round. The Trump administration announced on October 10th that they reached a $3.5 billion agreement with Finland to purchase 11 Arctic security cutters for the U.S. Coast Guard. The ships are designed to break through ice-covered waters. Funding for the icebreakers came from a large tax and spending bill passed this summer. Under the agreement, Finland will construct 4 icebreakers for the U.S. Coast Guard. The remaining 7 will be built and delivered by U.S. shipyards. It's part of the Ice Pact, a collaboration between the U.S., Finland, and Canada to strengthen the development, construction, and delivery of icebreaker ships. The Old Farmer's Almanac is a popular publication when it comes to gardening tips, sky watching, and seasonal folklore. It also has quite a following among those who like to look at long-range weather forecasts. The Almanac recently released its Thanksgiving week weather prediction, and it looks to be a mixed forecast across the U.S. Overall, the Midwest states are expected to have mild weather conditions over Thanksgiving. The upper Midwest, think Duluth, Minnesota, could see some snowfall over the holiday. The lower Great Lakes, which would be us, should see a nice mild stretch, the Almanac says. The week trends warmer with plenty of sunshine and no rain or snow to slow you down. Expect smooth travel across the region, whether you're navigating highways or heading out for a post-feast walk. And overseas, Pope Leo will pray at the site of the 2020 port blast in Beirut that killed over 200 people during his first foreign visit as Pope. The Vatican on Monday released the itinerary of Leo's November 27th through December 2nd trip, which also takes him to Turkey to mark an important anniversary with Orthodox Christians. It includes several moments for history's first American Pope to speak about interfaith and ecumenical relations, as well as the plight of Christians in the Middle East and regional tensions overall. Pope Francis had planned to visit both countries, but died earlier this year before he could. Leo made clear he intended to keep Francis's commitments. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour. And it was brought to you by Shurer Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. We have no obituaries to mention at this time.